You know, our tafsir today from chapter 26 of the Holy Quran, verse 218. Surah Shuara, verse 218. Malam Abdul Mumin will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Alukene will conduct the tafsir. Happy listening. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إنه هو العزيز الرحيم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو العزيز الرحيم إنه هو السميع العليم الله تبارك وتعالى from the Quran as he was explaining to us, and we ended up with the big names of Allah, Al-Azizu Ar-Rahim, where the Prophet was being asked to lower his wings of humility to those that follow him. وَحَفِدْ جَنَاهَكَ لِمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنْ أَصَوْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَتَوَكَّلْ على العزيز الرحيم الذي يريك حين تقوم. We are starting from الذي يريك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين. الله تبارك وتعالى هو العزيز الرحيم, this almighty and all merciful Allah. He is one الذي يريك حين تقوم. He is one who is seeing you at the time you are standing up. Again, like the former verses, this particular verse is particular to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and particular to all his nation. And it's fearful here. Allah said, Allazi is singular him, himself. Yareka, that is seeing you, hina takum, when you are standing up. Standing up from where? In all your manners, the first standing up you do in the day is when you are standing up from your sleep. Allah says, Allazi yareka hina takum. He is one that is seeing you the time you are standing up. In the case of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has asked him to stand up in the night and pray. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَقْ. And out of the night, take from it and use it to struggle to get to Allah. And he went ahead to said, Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka takumu adna min thulthay al-layli wa nisfihi wa thulthihi wa ta'ifatun min alladhina ma'ak. That Allah for sure, he is aware that you stand up at night, whether it is half of it or it's more than it or it's less than it. And here the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly, he is aware that he is in the presence of Allah. So whenever he stands up at night, the first thing he says is to thank Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahayana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. My praise and thank is to Allah that give us life after he has caused us to die. And finally, it is to him we return. So this is the first thing the Prophet he says when he stands up at night. Then after this, he will take his chewing stick and he will brush his mouth. Then he will go ahead, go to the toilet, then make ablution and come and have two prostrations or two raka'ah, very light raka'ah. All of us, we should learn from it that as the Prophet is sure that Allah is seeing him at all times, we too, we should be sure that Allah is seeing us at all times. And that the first time we stand up is from our sleep. And here, a lot of us Muslims, how we behave from our sleep, and when we stand up, we have not copied the Prophet the way we should. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, when any of you wake up from your sleep at night, you go to make ablution, don't put your hand inside the water. Rather, take the water, pour it in your hand first, wash it, because you don't know. La ya'rifu ahadakum ayna batat yadahu. You don't know, one of you doesn't know where did his hand slept. So he has told us that, really, when you sleep, you have been caused to die, and you only return back to this world, so wash your hand. And then brush your teeth. You find a lot of people today, it's after they have even finished their subhi, they go and take their bath, and they go and brush their teeth. No, it is the other way around. When you wake up in the night, stand up, thank Allah, like the Prophet has just said, go ahead, brush your mouth. If you want to bath, bath, because you are going to stand up before Al-Aziz al-Rahim, the Almighty, the Merciful One. Stand up, neat. The angels that are listening to you, listen to what you are reciting. Let them see that your mouth is clean and not smelly. This is very important. So, Al-Lazi yareka hina takum. This is when he stands up at night. Some ulama said no. It's not when the Prophet stands up at night. It's when he stands up at any time to go and do the work of God. Is it at night? Is it during the daytime? Is it going to war? All this the Prophet he used to do. At night he will stand up to go and do the work of God. In the daytime he will stand up to go and do the work of God. It's always the important thing is when you are standing up, know that Allah is looking at you and stand up with thanking Allah that made you to stand up. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And when the Prophet stand up, Allah said, he sees you when you stand up. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ, and you are moving up and down. فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, among those, or with those, or in those that are prostrating to Allah. When you say تَقَلُّبَ, is for you to turn here, turn there, go there, come here. فَدْنَرَي تَقَلُّبَكَ تَقَلُّبَكَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah said, I have seen that you are turning your face to the firmament. فَلَا نُوَلِّيَنَّكَ كِبْلَةً تَرْضِيهَا. Allah knows what you mean. You are turning your face to the firmament because you want Qibla to be changed. Allah will change it. So Allah does not only see that you are turning, you are going here, you are going there, he knows what is in your mind, what you are going to do. So whenever you are standing up, know that you should stand up. And the best place to go, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to go inside among those that prostrate to Allah. Not that when you go out, what you are heading to is people that don't, Allah will not bother them. You are going to where you shouldn't go to. Here, some ulama said, the Prophet ﷺ, it was his habit, particularly when the 5 times daily prayer has been made obligatory. Before that, it was not made obligatory to pray. You pray when you want. And at that time, some Sahabas used to pray the night prayer some day, but there was no specific prayer. But after the prayer has been enjoined, and 5 times daily prayer has been enjoined, after Isra and Mi'raj, the Prophet one day woke up at night and said, let him go and be checking his Sahabas in Makkah. Are they still doing their prayers at night? Or since the obligation is there, they are no more. And to his surprise, he met that a lot of them, some were still having their night prayer. He met some of them reciting the Quran alone. He met some of them making zikr. Just by passing their house, he was hearing them. He said, this is the Prophet He's moving about within those that prostrate to Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the time his movement is among the Muslims. Wa umirtu an akuna min al Muslimin. In another place he said, I have been commanded to be among the Muslims. Wherever the Muslims are, I should be there. Not that you wake up, your first thinking is, where are you going to enjoy yourself? What you think is enjoyment? How are you going to meet with your cronies? Think of how you are going to go into those that prostrate themselves to Allah. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul alim. As you go about, what teach you, what is taking you out? Allah knows. As-sami'u, Allah is the all-hearing. Al-alimu, Allah is the all-knowing. He knows what you stood up to go and do, and he knows what you really are going to do. If he had your intention and it does not go with what is in your mind, he knows. So don't cheat yourself. Always let your mind be focused on Allah, so that when Allah hears your mouth speak, it also says what he knows about you in the mind. May Allah guide all of us.
Amen.
هل نبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك نثيم
هل نبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك نثيم الله تبارك وتعالى is saying هل نبئكم will I inform you people Man tanazzalu shayatin, those that Satan and his clones they descend upon, tanazzalu ala kulli affakin athim, they used to descend on those that are fabricators, liars, athimun, people that are used to committing sin. Here, when they said, wama tanazzalat bihi shayatin, wama yanbaghi lahum. When you, even if you say that this Quran is being sent by Satan to the Prophet, everybody knows it is not possible. Because Satan, they have their own pattern of life. الشيطان يأمركم بالفحش يعيدكم الفقرة ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Satan always will promise you that don't spend your money. You are going to be poor if you do so. Go ahead, enjoy yourself. Any woman you see, drink al-fahsha. This is what he will ask you to do. Whereas the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is he asking you to do? The direct opposite. Always asking you, establish salah, spend in the cause of Allah, give to those who don't have, distance yourself away from intoxications. How can this be that Satan is the one who will ask somebody to do this? That's why Satan, whenever they come to a person, they come to do who they already see in their mind. There's a fucking fabrication, a simun, they are used to committing sin. This is the people that Satan sent on.
Yulquna as-sam'a wa aktharuhum kadibun.
Yulquna as-sam'a wa aktharuhum kadibun. Satan, what is their work? Yulquna sam'a. They used to whisper to the hearing of those who lend their ears to him. Wa aktharuhum kazibun. And a lot of them, they are liars, telling lies. Alladhi waswisu fi suduri nasi min al-jinnati wan nasi. These are people that whisper into the hearts of mankind. Out of them there are jinnu, and out of them there are men. This is their work. You can see the heart is recurring all the time, because the heart is where good comes in, bad comes in. If you don't allow bad, evil to come into your heart, then you are lucky. That's why we are being told here, yulquna sam'a wa aktharuhum kadhibun. They go to those that are their awliya and their friends. They whisper what they know that the man does not know to them. Like we said, jinnu, We don't see them. They see us. They can travel to anywhere as fast as they can. Satan can move from here to the end of the world in a split of a second. So whatever is in your house, he sees it. Whatever you are doing, he sees it. Whatever your people are doing, he sees it. What people are saying, he's hearing. Except if you are always in zikr, then he will not be able to come close to you. So Satan can easily come and tell you, by the time you go to the house, well, let me tell you, a visitor like such and such is going to come to your house. When you go, a visitor comes to your house, ah, this man, he knows what's happening. It's a lie. Then you go to a soothsayer, like we said yesterday, he will also go and tell soothsayer, tell him this, tell him that, tell him this. Then you find the soothsayer will tell you, in 10 things, you can see truth in 2 things. The rest you don't know. So, he must be telling the truth. From this, he has got your mind. So let us remember. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. A lot of them, a lot of what they tell us are lies. They take the little they know that we don't know, and they mix it up with lies, and then they tell us. Whoever has the prophet, and is your prophet, what is your business with Satan? What's your business with jinn? May Allah guide us.
والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون.
والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون. Allah is saying, هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك أثيم. والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون. Satan, they descend, and his cohort, they descend on fabricators, sinners, and they descend on poets. Is it all poets? No. Poet yatba'uhum al-ghawun. This poet that always and you see is these wayward people, wanderers that are following. Washu'ara yatba'uhum al-ghawun. Here, a lot of things have been said about, is it good to have poem? Is it good to have a song? Can you listen to a song? Is it good to write poem? Allah himself has given the answers in these few remaining verses. But the first is that poem is like a prose. Only that in poem, it's so arranged that it goes inside your mind and your brain faster than the prose. Whereas, even if you don't understand a poem, you can enjoy the meter that it is ordered. If you don't understand prose, you can't enjoy it being said. But poem is such that it is ordered in meters at some length, ending up with some words. It has a musical intonation. Even if you don't understand it, you will enjoy it. The Quran, when it is being spoken, you see, think that the Quran is poem, but the Quran is poem, it's not poem. If you go, you find that it's not following the meter of the poet. For example, when you hear that إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَصَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ, you would think it's like poem. But if you go and weigh it with the meters of poem, it's not a poem. So here, whether it's a prose or whether it's a poem, what makes it to be good and what makes it to be bad is what the content is. If the content of the poem is good, the poem is good. If the content of the poem is bad, the poem is bad. If the content of a prose is good, the prose is good. If the content of a prose is bad, the prose is bad. But poets themselves, these are the people that sing the poem. How do you recognize the good ones and the bad ones? The ones that Satans are descending on, immediately you see them, you'll find that they are being followed by wayward characters of people. People that have no, that are unserious minded people, they are the ones following them. وَشُعَرَى يَتْبَعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. If you don't know these poets that are followed by wayward people and people that are aimlessly going about, watch this. alam tara annahum fi kulli wadin yahimun. Don't you see that everywhere, every valley you go to, they are there aimlessly, yahimun aimlessly? Why? Because the poet that Satan is the drive behind, you find them everywhere. If the president is launching, they are there. If there is naming ceremony, they are there. If somebody is doing kingdom or something to worship an idol, they are there. Everywhere you see them. Today, you see them writing poems on lustful issues. Women, wine, sexual things. Tomorrow, they may talk on something that is wise. They have no definite subject. They have no definite curriculum. They are just aimlessly. That's what Allah is saying. Alam tara, don't you see, fi kulli wadin, in every valley you go to, yahimun, they are aiming, you know, aimlessly. Not like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wataqallubaka fi sajidin. You don't see the Prophet except in good places. Even if he has to go to a place where good is mixed with bad, he would enter there with zikr. Like when you enter the market, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best place in a town is the mosque. The worst place in a town is the market. The mosque, those that prostrate to Allah are there. When you are there with people of Allah. In the market, everybody is mixed. Said, when you enter there, make zikr. Say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu, wa huwa al-hayyu la yamutu, yuhyi wa yumitu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Be saying this until you leave the market. Or at least, when you are entering the market, say it. And when you are coming out, say it. Let you not be seen everywhere. The governor is launching a program. It does not concern you. You are there. Somebody is celebrating his chieftaincy title. Chieftaincy title that he took after performing some idol worship. You are there. You yourself, you want to have a celebration. You invite every manner of people. You don't care whether they are righteous people or they are not righteous people. Are you among the poets that Satan is descending on? They are the ones, yadbahumul gawun, that wayward people are following. They are the ones, fi kulli wadi yahimun, that everywhere you see them. So you Muslim, all of us, let us try our best. Let's not be seen everywhere. Let's be seen in the rightful places. Let us not also invite everybody to wherever we are. Let's invite the rightful people to come to our place.
وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. These poets that Satan is the one descending on. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ. Out of their characters, يَقُولُونَ, they are always saying, مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ, what they do not do. What they know they will not do, they will promise. They know at the time they are promising you that they will not do it. Do you compare this to the people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah himself has sent a message to, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ خَبَرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell those that believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ, why are you going to say things, Mala tafalun, that you know you are not going to do. Of course, there are issues when you think you will be able to do something. You promise, you go ahead, and you want to fulfill it, and you are not capable of fulfilling it. In this place, if it's something between you and another person, go to him and apologize. If it's between you and Allah, and you know you cannot fulfill it, then make kafara. First 3 days to expiate it. But don't ever sit down and make a promise. At the time you are making the promise, you are sure you will not fulfill it. Then why are you making the promise? Then you have now become like the poet that Satan is one, is the driving force behind them. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. here Allah has finished telling us the attributes of those that Satan comes unto. But the Prophet ﷺ and his people, Satan does not come to them. In the case of the Prophet, only Allah talks to him, the angels talk to him.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وذكروا الله كثيرا وانتصروا من بعد ما ظلموا وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. Here the surah is coming to an end. From the last verses it is coming to an end, is concluding the whole of the chapter and is at the same time introducing the chapter to come. The Quran in its arrangement, always at the end of every surah, you see it concluding. And also the same conclusion is an indication of the chapter to come. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Hal unabbiukum ala man tanazzalu shayateen. Do I inform you on those that Satan they come to? He listed the attributes of those people that Satan go to. Then at the end now, he is making an exception. There are those that are poets, but it's not Satan that comes to them. Like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is not a poet at all. وَمَا أَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ لِتُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The Prophet ﷺ, as a whole, he is not a poet. He doesn't even know how to arrange the meters of a poem. The Prophet ﷺ, as a whole, he does not write. But all the other Muslims are asked to learn to write. And he encourages writing, to write what is good. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is not that you are known to write with your right hand. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not a poet. He does not write poem. He does not sing poem. But he encourages poem where the exception is that Satan is not involved. Where? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except this poet, they that they have believed in Allah. وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do righteous work. وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And in their poem, they mention Allah a lot. وَانْتَصَرُوا. And they use their poem to seek assistance. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. After they have been treated unjustly. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. أَيَّمُ قَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. But whoever is unjust, whoever is oppressive, let him go and know. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. He will for sure at the end knows what is the end of those that are going about carrying out unjust behaviors, unjust treatment to others. They will know it. This is the end of this surah. Here, the Prophet Sallallahu when we said he does not sing poem, there are even times that he has attempted to recall some good poems of earlier poets, Arab poets, and he couldn't put it together properly. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "Oh, Prophet, you are not a poet. Look at this. Not how this is said. This how it is said." Because Allah has said, "Wama allamnahu shi'ra, wama yanbaghi lahu." It is not desirous of the Prophet, as a prophet, to be a poet. You can't say because of that, why are other Muslims poet, the prophet will never encourage what is bad. The prophet himself has his own poets at his time. This is Hassan bin Thabit. This is Ka'b bin Malik. This is Ka'b bin Zuhair. This is Abdullah bin Rawaha. All these are poets of the Prophet. There are times that the Prophet himself in the mosque, he said, Hassan bin Thabit, come. You should put a prophet for him. He said, sing your poem. Warruhul Kudus Ma'ak. Kul Warruhul Kudus Ma'ak. Say your poem. And Angel Gabriel is the one that is going to inspire in you what you will say. He said, Ahajihim fa inna hija'uka aw kawfi nusfusihim min an-nabi. He said, satirize them as they are satirizing us. For your poem enters inside their blood and their bones and in their self more than even an arrow that is shot at them. When is it that you should write a poem? When you are encouraging faith in Allah and His Prophet, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When you are encouraged good work, وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. When you are encouraged zikr, وَذَكَرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. When you are defending Islam, وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. That is why, if you find today, in this our era, nobody has written poem praising the Prophet, encouraging good work, encouraging faith, encouraging zikr, like our Master Sheikh Ibrahim has. Why? There are reasons for it. He came to the world in 1900. At this particular time of the world, the Orientalists, after trying their best, they defeated the Ottoman Empire. They captured the Muslim countries. They tried to instill their al-fahasha, their wayward characters, and they were not succeeding. They went further and they started satirizing the Prophet. They were telling lies about the Prophet, saying, this Prophet that people are following, what he does is he likes women. He married plenty of women. He will send his companions to war so that they kill their wives and he will marry them. They were saying so many things about it. So anybody that went to schools in those days from around 1900 up to around